Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, this Foundation, Friday, April 5th, 2024. Steve Cypress here on an unseasonably chilly, windy, overcast, about to be a rainy spring day here, and usually way too hot and way too sunny. Southern Arizona, temperatures today about 20 degrees lower than normal, not even getting out of the mid-60s. So I'll be heading back inside soon because I've been here about 9 years, and apparently that's long enough for me to think that in the 60s in early April is chilly. And hey, I got to get back inside. Speaking of which, I'm wearing one of my customary silly red Hawaiian short sleeve shirts, and that's really good for indoors today, but out here it's getting a little cool. So today we have another in our multi-part series on the fantastic foundational book, 2,239 Tested Secrets of Direct Marketing Success, compiled by the great Denny Hatch. We're not going through all 2,239 of these tips, but today we are in the chapter on direct versus general advertising, which perhaps, if you're not using direct marketing, this is perhaps the most important distinction you could ever understand in your business, because we all know that, I'm sure you know, 90% of businesses fail in the first 10 years, and it's almost always because of cash flow. Cash flow is the lifeblood of a business, and cash comes in from advertising, marketing, and sales. Some trickles in through networking and word of mouth and that kind of stuff, but those are the worst ways, of course, to build a business, not dependable, not scalable at all. Advertising and marketing, on the other hand, completely scalable. And if you want to have a big business and lots of success, you got to get good at that. However, we have a great tip from the great Bob Hacker, who is one of the all-time greats of advertising and marketing. Went to school at Harvard, got an MBA in advertising and business, and soon learned that he had made a big mistake getting into general advertising. As he puts it, he wasted 9 years of his career before he turned to direct marketing. And he found, he said something about like general advertising inside those agencies was really all about agency egos and winning awards and not about solving customer problems, which is what advertising and marketing done well actually does. Done poorly, or done just so the agency can get more awards and soak their clients for money over the long term and tell people, oh, it takes a while to get results, and all that BS is a killer for small businesses. So here's Bob Hacker then went inside a large agency and built a direct marketing I guess they called it the Hacker Group, inside an agency that had 205 offices around the world, and his little local hacker group in Seattle, Washington, was bringing in 20% of the profits for the entire company. They called it the cash machine, the Hacker Group. So hopefully you pay attention and take this to heart. Bob Hacker says direct marketing doesn't have to make sense, it just has to make money. And I'm moving a little inside here underneath because now the rain has begun. Direct marketing, general advertising and direct marketing come from two different worlds. General advertising evolved from public relations, publicity. Its primary, oh, the wind is blowing the pages. Its primary objective is to change the way the market thinks. So general advertising, the goal is to change the way the market thinks. That's a lot of work, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of money. You got a small business. Can you really, you really want to keep depending on that? Direct marketing, on the other hand, developed out of personal selling. Its primary objective is to change the way the individual acts. So you can choose to do brand, image, general advertising and attempt to change the way the market thinks, a big amorphous, always changing blob group of people. Or you can get right down and dirty with direct marketing, and all you got to do is change the way the individual acts. Get them to take action. Instead of not buying, you get them to buy. Instead of not clicking, you get them to click. Instead of not going to your website, you get them to go to your website. You get them to do things, to take action. Direct marketing talks to individuals, gets them to do stuff. Advertising targets groups or markets. Direct marketing pushes for immediate action and therefore gets immediate results and brings in cash and profits quickly. Hopefully that's your goal, operating a small business. While general advertising tries to change perceptions and attitudes over time. And time in this case equals lots of money. So your choice, but please, it's the biggest, by far, the biggest mistake I see business owners make that causes almost all businesses to completely fail, is they do the kind of advertising or marketing that takes time and attempts to change people's minds. Like, that's a lot of work, takes a lot of skill, takes a lot of time, and therefore a lot of money. Not to mention that while you're spending that money to attempt to change people's minds in general, every single day that you're not using direct marketing, you're missing out on another day to simply focus on getting people to change their actions and to buy from you instead of not buying from you. So it's a double killer for businesses. Please take this to heart, and you may want to also go out and get yourself a copy of Denny Hatch's great 2,239 tested secrets of direct marketing success, because there's 2,238 other great tips that can help you make a lot of money and have a lot of fun running your business. That'll do it for Foundation Friday, April 5th, 2024. Thanks for being here today or watching on the replay, and I will catch you back here again tomorrow on Social Media Saturday. Until then, over and out from a rainy, chilly, windy Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.